This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're all about tomorrow's news on the show today. We were supposed to get a new report about the number of people who died in the 2011 famine in Somalia. But the Associated Press has reported the findings already. The AP says 260,000 Somalis died in that famine, half of them 5 years old or younger, which does raise some questions about the effectiveness of international aid networks, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
The death toll of 260,000 is higher than that of the Asian tsunami. But back in 2011, the UN warned that three times that many people could die from the famine in Somalia. Jeremy Knindike is with the global relief organization Mercy Corps.
260,000 is a shocking number. At the same time, once that response did kick in, albeit late, I think it had a real impact, and you can see that in the fact that that worst-case scenario was averted.
Tony Burns is director of operations for SAEED, the oldest and largest NGO in Somalia. He says the UN dragged its feet in declaring a famine in Somalia because it didn't want Islamic extremists called Al-Shabaab to confiscate the relief supplies.
It was a political decision, and it did cost lives.
Burns says victims of the famine in areas controlled by Al-Shabaab were cut off from aid.
Throughout the famine, they never received a dollar in cash or in kind in terms of famine relief.
A spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs declined to comment for this story, but the failures of the past have helped change policies going forward. Again, Jeremy Knindike with Mercy Corps.
One of the big lessons of this famine is humanitarian systems should not be waiting for a declaration of famine or, you know, an imminent declaration of famine before it scales up.
The next disaster may not be so far away. Knindike expects another major drought in the Horn of Africa within the next 3 to 5 years. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.